This talk was recorded at Against the Stream Buddhist Meditation Society in Los Angeles and is freely offered for your enjoyment. For more information, please visit againstthestream.org.
So one of the things that happens as we practice is that we get a kind of flavor for the Dharma. And sometimes this happens quite quickly. And sometimes we can practice for many years and not totally connect with this flavor of the Dharma. But connecting with this is really, it's really important. For our practice to deepen. And what do I mean by getting a flavor for the Dharma? I was reflecting on this, and I think it's just the simple sense that these teachings are actually about my life. They're actually deeply about my life. And we can go for years thinking that we're taking the teachings in, but always holding them a little bit at bay. And so as we practice, we can watch as the mind makes itself the exception to these teachings. It does it in very subtle ways. Does this make sense? That there's this subtle rejection of these simple teachings. And as we develop a flavor for the Dharma, we sense how our life is at stake here. One of my friends said that after years of practice, he realized that he was living his life as if it were a kind of dress rehearsal. And the whole time he was kind of nodding to the teachings in one way, but pushing them away at the same time. And so as we practice tonight, see how much you can surrender to the simplicity of these teachings. And surrender means that have to let go of what you think practice is and why you're here and what you can get and what's wrong with you. Have to let that go. And just see what's at stake for you. See how deeply these teachings, the Buddha's teachings, any teachings, can move you, move the heart. how personally and intimately they can be experienced in your own mind and body.
You have just listened to a podcast from Against the Stream Buddhist Meditation Society. If you'd like to make a contribution to help support these teachings, please visit againstthestream.org.